Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, July 29th. A day after we had a great show here, Jen.
Yeah.
We had amazing guests yesterday. If you guys missed it and you like Storage Wars, tune into yesterday's archive. We had a very lively show. Probably, you know, one of the nicest couples I've ever met.
Me too. I love them.
You know, and they were here and they immediately it occurred to me that these guys are really in love, you know?
Yeah.
And they said that they'd been together for 20 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
You know, so
I believe it.
That's when you know the person you're with is right for you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even if they, I can't imagine they would put on the show, you know, with something like that, you know. I think if people don't get along, you can tell right away. But they, otherwise, they sure are good actors. But they, I really loved them here, and we all did. We got great response on the show.
Yeah.
They're just amazing. And now you can see why some people are good for TV and stuff, you know. They just have that personality that comes through. And, you know, I expected him to be like a tough guy and stuff, you know, this auctioneer and all that, but he seemed like a softy almost, you know, he's a very cool guy. And I don't know why I had the feeling they're from somewhere else like back east, but they're both from here, from California, Southern California.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Jen, you got news for us. I'm really excited for you. And today's a good day.
It's a great day.
Yeah.
So Lauren and I got, we reached our funding goal, and so we got all of the funds for our radio show now.
There you go. I mean, what a relief, huh?
Yeah, so glad it's over. It's been a long month of campaigning.
I guess it has been, right? And you wonder, and you constantly wonder, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it, you know?
Right.
But people came through for you, and
they
that's
did.
A cool thing, you
they
know?
Did.
Very cool. So it shows you that if you try, you know, if you really try, you could achieve what you want. And we're talking about Jen creating a Kickstarter campaign for her radio show with Lauren. And they met their goal. And we're really excited because now you're going to have a radio show.
Yeah, it's great. We can't wait. We're so excited to just get started. And we appreciate, obviously, all the support from everyone. And
right.
It's just like...
And make it worthwhile for everybody.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Now we have... The pressure is on.
Yeah, exactly. Now we really have expectations from you.
Right.
Yeah. But I was thinking it's a good direction for you guys to take, you know, because you already are doing video and everything, you
yeah.
know, and all the other stuff you guys do, Instagram and blogging and whatever. And... now you get to talk, actually, and run off at the mouth.
Yeah.
As much as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys love to talk, but then again, you have things to say, so why not?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So this is cool. Yes, do you like churros?
I do.
They opened a new place here called Happy Days. It's right here in downtown Sherman Oaks on Ventura Boulevard. And all they make is churros. And we went last night, and I had a churro filled with, like, stuffed with Nutella.
Yum.
And I thought, wow, man. I mean, that thing was, like, amazing. I got two of those. And then you can have they make a round flat churro, and you can use two of those to create an ice cream churro.
Wow.
Ice cream sandwich. So if you like the stuff, guys, you got to go there. It's fresh. It's hot. It comes out of the oven when you get it.
Where is it located?
It's here in Sherman Oaks, like Ventura. Do you know the area here at all? You don't
no.
come out here often.
No.
Yeah. But it's about a couple miles from here.
Got it.
It's not very far. But if you're ever in the area and you want to try something like that, it's worth it. So I highly recommend it to people.
Got to at least try those things once.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I mean, I saw this and I thought, I got to try this because I love churros. Yeah, a lot of new eating places are popping up. Have you heard of this new place called Medici Pizza or Medici. Yeah, it's a new one, just like Pizza Rev now. But we went by there, and that's down the street also in Sherman Oaks. And we went inside, and that place is really, really nice. You know, I mean, Pizza Rev reminds you of Subway or something, but this place had an atmosphere. They've got like a million toppings you can get. It doesn't feel like fast food or anything, you know. They have a patio and all that. So, but we had eaten the churros already, so we weren't ready for pizza. Mm-hmm. But it sure is, you know, that's like the latest thing now, at least in L.A., where you have those build your own pizza type of thing.
Yeah, build your own anything at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
My favorite is the poke bar, like where you go and you pick your fish and you pick your toppings and you make like a poke bowl. Uh-huh. So there's like a couple that popped up in West Hollywood that I've been going to recently.
Nice.
It's kind of expensive for the amount of food they give you.
Uh-huh.
Because the bowls are pretty small.
Really?
Yeah. So you end up spending like $16 on this like tiny thing that like is almost like the size of what you'd get frozen yogurt in.
Wow. You know, that's funny. My brother told me about that in China, you know, when they have like they have a salad bar or something. And one of the places, I don't remember where it was, but maybe even a McDonald's or something where they have like a salad bar. What they do is since people take so much, they give them small plates. So what he says is they'll actually take like 15 minutes to put all the vegetables on top of it and pile it up really high. So they can have a lot. Yeah. But he says you really have to take your time to do this so it doesn't fall off or spill, you know. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I mean, think about that. It's like, wow. And so a lot of things are trends in L.A. Now the biggest trend, I think, is like ramen noodles. Have you seen all these places popping up now?
Totally.
And there's huge lines outside. I mean, you don't get it, you know. It's like, what is that? You know, yeah, I like ramen a lot, but... And just think how much money they're probably making. I mean, you know, it couldn't cost a lot to make ramen. I mean, it's water and noodles.
Right.
Mainly.
It's like what poor kids in college eat.
You're right. So let's say in these places they add some things. Maybe they'll put in an egg or cheese or I don't know what else they can put in there. But yeah, I mean, those places are busy. They opened a few of them.
I had a lobster roll the other night. From one of these like new places that popped up also. Uh-huh. It's like the fast food of seafood.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's that, in Hollywood?
Yeah, it's West Hollywood. It's actually a lobster truck that was started, I think, on Shark Tank called Cousins Lobster. And they opened a brick and mortar location in West Hollywood. So wow. It went on Monday.
Did they win on Shark Tank?
Yeah, they got funded.
They did get funded. I wonder why, because, I mean, there's so many food trucks out there. You know?
Well, but this one's like lobster from Maine. Like, it's actually, like, well done, priced appropriately. They have a great menu.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I'd have to try that. I got to tell you, I never had a lobster in my life, you know.
That's so crazy to me.
I know, right? Yeah. I got to try it sometimes, man. It's just a question of acquiring a taste, because I wasn't raised with it.
You know?
So I tend
gotta
to
start
look,
somewhere.
Yeah. So I tend to look at the way it looks on the outside, and it's kind of ugly. So.
But all food's ugly.
Yeah, I guess in a way, right?
It's food. So, yeah. It's delicious, though. I highly recommend the Connecticut roll, actually, versus the Maine roll.
Really? Yeah. When I look at lobster pictures, I really want one. But I have to make the leap. I mean, I did with shrimp. And all that, so that should be okay. I still can't eat calamari. I mean, I've tried it once. It's just too rubbery for me.
Have you had fried calamari?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, because they also do grilled.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, grilled is really rubbery.
Really?
Fried, though, it's like, yeah, I feel like you don't even know what's there.
Yeah.
It's like almost like an onion ring.
Right, exactly. But when you think about it, I guess, you know, I guess vegetarians think or vegans think about us eating cows and stuff, too, and thinking it's gross.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. So, yeah. You know how sometimes with parking, there's like things that are irritating. Like today I'm pulling up. I saw a guy's pulling out of the drive, out of the sidewalk. And I thought, okay, I'll park here, right? As I'm waiting for a car to pass me, there was only one car to pass me before I could actually park in there. And I was waiting for the guy to pull out. I saw he was pulling out, right? As I'm about to turn my car, the only car that I was waiting for was a FedEx truck, and he pulled right into that space. And I'm going, God, I got so pissed off. I started cursing in the car. I mean, I thought, you know, what are the chances, you know? And it happened to me several times. It's like you see a spot. By the time you get to it, someone else took it.
Yeah.
You know?
Got to be fast.
You got to be super fast. But sometimes you have to let the traffic through. And when you do, you lose. Yeah. So my son completed a tattoo on his arm, and to me it looks awful. I don't know. I mean, look, the art is pretty and everything, but I'm thinking of him wearing like, it's almost like a lower arm sleeve, you know? I mean, it's like really big.
Oh, really? It's his whole forearm?
Yeah.
Interesting. What kind of things does he have on there?
A guitar.
Okay. Yeah. Just a guitar?
A guitar and, you know, things around it. I didn't even realize what it has on it. I mean, he posted a picture on Facebook, but I'd seen it before when it was just an outline. Thought, oh, okay, fine. But now, you know, with all the shading and everything they do on there, it looks like it really stands out. And, you know, you're tempted to tell them, you know, you're going to have a hard time finding a job and everything, but it's like, all the people that are going to hire them are their generation anyway.
Yeah.
They're all going to have tattoos. So I think within a generation, it's not going to make a difference.
Plus, there are long sleeve shirts for a reason.
That's true, yeah.
I feel like it's less about getting a job anymore, but more about, like, your arm is going to look like that forever now.
Mm-hmm.
You just made a choice that's forever.
Yeah. It's like a permanent, permanent bumper sticker or something.
Which is great if that's what you know at this age you're going to want for the rest of your life, but you don't know that.
Right.
Like, I actually
feel
like...
Hold on a second. Hold that thought. I'm sorry, but our guest is calling in. I don't want to keep him waiting. So we're going to be joined by Max Tucci. Max, are you with us?
How are you doing, Sam?
Good. Good morning.
And Jen.
Hi.
I didn't even have a chance to introduce you and to say you were going to be on the line. So let me quickly introduce you. Max Tucci has been a host on LA Talk Radio for who knows how long, from the beginning of time, which is about 14 billion years. So Max has been with us for a while. The show is Max and Friends, and you can hear it every Sunday here at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time on LA Talk Radio. Max, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sam. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Max. I've missed talking to you, man. You're such a...
I know. Well, you know, we figured I've been here 7 years, but here means everywhere because I'm never actually, like, I'm probably one of the only ones that it's, like, never in the studio.
Right. Not really, no, man. I mean, there's still, at least we met in person because you came down here once. But there's some...
No, there's nothing like the studio. You know, I love being there. I love the headset. I love the mic. I love Max and Friends and just being a part of the LA Talk Radio family is like it's so much fun.
That's awesome, man. It's really cool, and I like, I love having you, man. So, at least we've been in touch on Facebook. I can see all the things you've been up to and stuff. And you're quite the traveler. You do a lot of great things in your life. I mean, you've got like the life. Sometimes, you know, I think about that. You know, you like do everything that I would like to do. So tell us how you got to have that kind of a life, Max.
You know what? I live right now. And I think that's like the key to everything. I know it sounds like such bullshit, living in the moment and living in the now. But it really is. It's like what we really desire, you know, and it's nice to have everything that we quote unquote want. I just did a show last Sunday with philosopher. He's dead, but I have his recording, Alan Watts. And it's living free from attachment. I think, and once you get out of attachment, you can live the life you want.
That's
you know,
true.
When we become attached to certain things, homes, family, friends, we become almost dependent on them and then enabled. So I think when we just let go of the attachments, we can live life to the max.
Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, there's a good lesson for people, you know.
Yeah, and it's nice to have all the cars, the plane, you know, all of that stuff. But when the less you have, I think the more quality of life you live.
Probably, that's true, yeah. But you definitely have to know how to live, right? Yeah. So you used to live in New York. Then you did you live in Florida too for a while in Miami?
New York, L.A., Florida, Colorado, Connecticut, Italy.
That's true. Yeah,
Berlin.
You've been to all these places since I've known you. That's true. And where do you live now, Max?
Now I'm between Florida and Colorado.
Oh, cool. And where in Florida?
Miami Beach.
Nice. I'm from Miami.
Miami.
Yeah.
Pura vida. Azuga. Everything's in Miami.
Yeah.
No, it's fun. You know, it's paradise. And it's like every time everyone's like, oh, is it so hot there? And all I could think is like people like work their whole year to spend a week in Miami. So to me, it's paradise. And I'm lucky to be here.
There you go. Very cool. So, now, Max, so in addition to your show, you said you had something to promote, and I'm really curious. So tell us what it is that you're doing these days.
You know, Sam, I'm always promoting something.
First,
I want to talk about Max and Friends, which is every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. I always tell people if they haven't gotten the app already, get the app, LA Talk Radio app. It's free. You can take me to bed with you every Sunday night.
There you go.
you know, and what's fun with Max and Friends, I added a new co-host named Sean Scott. We have a segment called Straight Up with Sean Scott. He comes on and he kind of tackles all the fun, hot topics. And it's always fun to add new energy to the show. And Sean brings this great energy. He brings a great...
Hello?
You lose him?
Yeah. He's on Skype and these things sometimes happen. Max? Okay, let's hang up and call him right back. He's gonna call right back, so let's do that. Yeah, sometimes you have these things. I don't know why he called on Skype and not on the phone. Maybe he is on the phone. I don't know. Max,
I'm on the go.
Okay.
Cell phone, you know. But no. So Sean brings a new dynamic to the show. That's really a fun dynamic and a whole new audience.
Yeah.
So you know, we have coming on really super guests. Gloria Estefan is going to join me. She's got a new show on Broadway.
Wow.
Of course, the Orange is the New Black stars. We have them on. So Max and Friends is just growing over the years. And I got to tell you, this is really what I want to promote now is that because of Max and Friends, you know, I've interviewed Jackie Collins.
Right.
And because of Jackie Collins, I met this other author who came on the show. And he has a production house for books and publishing and whatnot. And he was on my show. And jokingly, I said, you know, I would love for you to do the book on my grandfather's restaurant, Oscar's Delmonico, which was the first fine dining restaurant in New York. It has a legacy, a history. It's been in so many famous movies, from, you know, everything from Funny Girl, Dinner at Eight. I mean, it goes on. Boardwalk Empire, even. So I said, I would love for you to do my book. He's a foodie. He said, call me tomorrow because of Max and Friends. I had him on my show on LA Talk Radio, plug everything. And here we are like 6 months later, and we're putting together an amazing book. Josh Sapin from AMC Television, which is IFC, Sundance, We, he's a part of it. I'm a part of his book, too, which is The Big Picture from Josh Sapin. Also, we have great names from some of the great restaurateurs from Sirio at the Cirque, Tony May, Harry from Harry's Square in New York, Carla Hall from ABC The Chew. She's going to be part of the book, Michelle Bernstein. I mean, the names are endless. Ingrid Hoffman. I can go on forever. And what's so much fun is that I've interviewed so many of these people on my show. So it's like every step we take has a purpose. You know, every experience is never wasted. Every experience has a meaning. And by having these people on the show, on Max and Friends, it's an easy phone call to get them to be part of this book.
Yeah.
So we're doing a GoFundMe because it's like, you know, the thing to do. So check out GoFundMe.com/Oscars Delmonico. I'll tweet it after the show and I'll hashtag you, Sam. And it's been a lot of fun. But what we're searching for, and this is why I'm so glad I'm here and part of your show, is that if there's anyone tuning in anywhere who knows the restaurant Delmonico's, the Delmonico steak, the Delmonico cocktail, Baked Alaska, Lobster Newburgh, Eggs Benedict, all of those originated at Delmonico's. My grandfather himself in the 30s originated the wedge salad.
Uh-huh.
If you have any stories to share about Delmonico's from the 1800s to the 1990s, let me know.
From
email
the 1800s?
Me, max@maxtucci.com.
Wow. From the 1800s?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. The restaurant, what I'm talking
Get
about.
Out of here,
1827
man.
Is when it originated, Delmonico.
Wow.
Wow.
Max, that's a big deal.
You never knew that, Sam?
No, I never knew that, man. I thought, well, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, you said your grandfather, so I figured, okay, 50, 60 yeah. years or something. And
no, well, my direct yeah. grandfather, my grandfather, Oscar Tucci, he took it over in 1929
wow.
during Prohibition and a recession. And he made it into this really super famous restaurant that it is today.
Wow.
And without him and his legacy, a lot of things wouldn't have happened. You yeah. know, we were the first restaurant to allow women to dine. And not only dine, but allow women to work.
Wow.
So when you think about that, my grandfather was really big into the women's rights movement.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some amazing stories about Fidel Castro and how my father turned him down in the 50s and wouldn't let him come to Delmonico's. So we're wow. getting a lot of great stories, you know, and
yeah.
It's so fascinating. And just to get people's remembrances and their anecdotes and their own stories on how Delmonico's, you know, it was the kind of restaurant where if something major in your life happened, a milestone, you went to Delmonico's if
right.
you lived in New York.
Yeah, so it's a big deal.
So now, it's got a great history.
Right. Now, where is it located?
On Beaver and South William Street is the building. The restaurant is still in existence today. There's an amazing new group that has it. They're like family, so, you know, we love them. Their chef is amazing. Chef Billy, he's going to be part of the book as well. And the new owners, the new family, they're just such an amazing group of people. And, you know, you can have still those, the Delmonico steak, which is so famous, is still served there. They literally do, I think, the best Delmonico steak, no pun intended. The yeah. best baked Alaska, again, which was originated at Delmonico's. So all these wonderful recipes and plates that people have the luxury of eating now were discovered there. So
yeah.
definitely go check out Delmonico's in New York.
Wow, yeah, if you're in New
and
York
then
City.
And Dennis is the new owner, tell him I sent you.
Yeah, there you go. That's a place to go. Now I'm so hungry, and I'd love to check this out. At least now I know where I can go when I go to New York next time.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fascinating thing is that restaurants really, everyone takes the restaurant for granted. But when you go back to Delmonico's and you go back to, you know, everything that my grandfather did for the industry, you realize that really without his energy, without his being, that the restaurant world as we know it today wouldn't be what it is. So
wow.
that's really what the book is in homage to. It's his life story. It's going through the depressions, going through recessions, going through prohibition.
Yeah.
And still succeeding.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, what we all achieve for in life is success and also happiness.
Yeah.
And that was his passion. So it really flourished.
Yeah. Wow. So,
yeah. So it's good.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing, you know, and I would love to check out the book. Do you have any estimate when it's going to be out?
We are, like, so on target right now, so we're really pleased. Probably by we want it for the holiday season, so, you know, it's in Neiman Marcus. We're doing the limited edition book first, which is going to be on the high end, leather-bound, really a stunning book. And then we're going to do the commercial book after, which we're really excited about.
Yeah.
But the book now, the title what we're using is the Oscars Delmonico Historic Epicurean Book.
Right.
Obviously, that's a working title, but literally, when we call people to join us, names like, you know, Letty Alvarez from Great Next Baker and from the TLC shows, she's doing a special cupcake for Delmonico. So it's just so much fun, and like there's going to be recipes and stories, and just it's surprising to me how this is going. So we're full force ahead, and the book is really going to be something that I think not only teaches us about food, about style, and how to dress to go and eat, because I think we forgot how to dress when we go have dinner.
That's true.
And just table manners.
Right.
You know, it's like if you want to wear sweats, go to Taco Bell.
Right. Exactly.
You know, don't go to a nice restaurant.
So
it's like
good.
It's aggravating, like traveling. You know, we get more dressed up to like impress. I don't know. We just lost a sense of style, I think, when it comes to fine dining and travel and that whole bygone era. So we're gonna talk about that in the book.
Right. Well, would you say that I think I noticed that when you go out, people in New York dress up more than people in L.A. I think L.A. is just so casual.
You know what the difference between L.A. is? Mm. And, Jen, you might know about, you know, how people look there. I haven't been in L.A. in a while. But I think people spend so much money to look like shit in L.A.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Like, a T-shirt is like $300.
Right, like a plain white T-shirt.
You know, and it's like... Right? Jeans and a white T-shirt could be like $1,000 in L.A.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it's anything special. It's just like casual wear.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's what the New York Post yesterday just put out an article on how people are dressing like slobs, and it's got to stop. And it was an interesting article because really I think when we present, and it's nothing to do with, you know, pride or ego, but just when we present ourselves in a way where we get excited about what we dress, I think the energy of the excitement in just how we look then goes into the evening or into the day. So when you dress well, you feel well, it changes your mood.
I think
so.
It really does.
Strongly suggest
and your confidence
changing
and
up the style of it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you're totally into style and food and everything, so that's cool. You know the finer things in life. And that's good. That's why people should listen to your show. Everybody catch Max Tucci on Max and Friends every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on LA Talk Radio. And we'll be looking forward to the book, Max. Please come back when it's out.
I'm looking forward to. And, you know, I have to thank you because it's literally 7 years now that I'm on the show. And that I have the show. And you have built such a platform. I got to give me like 1 second to gush about you. Because you have built a platform when no one else was doing this. Yeah. When internet radio was something where people thought it was shady and bullshit and wasn't anything great. You took it. You made it. People have tried, you know, they say imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Right.
People have tried to copy you. They can't. There's one LA talk radio. And honestly, and I don't give compliments often, you have taken this industry and made it unbelievable. To be able to have a platform here on LA Talk Radio and to be able to broadcast to the world. You know, I've done an interview with someone who was in Israel when the bombs were dropping, and we were able to have them on air on the show.
Wow.
And just awareness.
Yeah.
So you are like that seed that just has planted this massive tree, and I'm super glad to be a branch on it.
Thank you, Max. And you know what? It would have been possible without people like you who have stayed loyal and persistent and consistent, and you've helped us build a station, you know. And to that, I'm so grateful to you for that, for putting your confidence in us, and for putting on a great show, man. I mean, you've had so many guests and so many co-hosts that have been amazing, you know. And that's the thing, folks, if you go to Max's page, you see he's got a lot of friends, a lot of people helping him out on the show, and it's always interesting and fresh. So I highly recommend it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Max, you know, let me be one more inspiration.
Sure.
If anyone's listening tonight and they're like, today, I'm used to saying tonight, right now, this morning in LA, if you're listening out in LA or wherever you are, and this is like radio has been your passion.
Right.
Do it. Call up Sam. Go to latalkradio.com and do it. Because it is there's so many possibilities when you have your passion in line with who you are. And if radio is your calling, it's one of my favorite things to do besides television and writing books and everything. So Sam has the platform. 7 years later, I'm still going strong. Max and friends, we say what we want.
Awesome. Max, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And
thank you.
Keep up.
And you guys got to come on my show one night.
Yeah.
You and Jen.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's arrange something.
We'll make it happen.
Okay. Cool, Max.
All right. You guys keep doing your thing.
Thanks.
Thank you too.
Thanks a lot. All the best, Max.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye everyone. Peace out, LA.
Peace out. Wow. Max is just so cool, you know?
Yeah, seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like on Facebook, every time you check it out, he's in a different place in the world. So, jet setter, if you will.
It's pretty cool. It's the life I would like to live.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know why people send me texts during the show and why I'm compelled to look, because then I get distracted.
Right.
Right? It's the worst thing to do. But it's just automatic. The phone buzzes and you reach for it. And you go, well, maybe it's something that I can't miss out on right now. which is bullshit, of course.
Usually things can wait, or people will contact you multiple times.
Everything can wait. When I'm out with someone and I feel the phone vibrate for a message or something, or even a call, maybe I'll just take a quick glance just to make sure it's not an emergency or something, and just go back. I don't start like reading text, texting back, you know, calling back, whatever that is. You know, I mean, the thing is, you got to respect the people you're with,
right?
You know,
that's why I keep my phone on silent all the time.
Yeah.
I really sincerely hate when people have their phone on loud.
Right.
Because just because you want to be alerted doesn't mean everybody around you does.
Right.
It's one thing if you're alone.
It's loud, yeah.
And it's another thing if you're with people.
Right.
Drives me insane. Like,
I know.
If you get a text and you, like, somebody continues to text you and it beeps over or makes a sound, it's like, stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
I know. I always have it on vibrate, and it works for me. You know?
I have mine literally on silent. I don't
really?
Even
on
want
silent.
To feel the vibration, and I don't want my phone to die because somebody continues to text me.
So you only get your texts and your phone calls when you check your phone.
Right.
Not necessarily when they come in.
I mean, no. Like, I mean, the phone alerts.
Because you won't know.
Like, it, like, pops up with, like, a notification, but
right,
it doesn't buzz.
But if it's
in
your purse or something.
And it doesn't. Right, exactly.
Right.
Unless I go look at it, I don't know.
Right. Exactly, which is better, you know? I mean, it's better than being tethered to the phone all the time. And what happens is, you know, there used to be some kind of a protocol and, you know, a way to handle this, you know? And the thing is, they would tell you, you know, but that was when phones were not as popular as they are today, you know? So people would tell you, you know, these are the ethics, and not the ethics, but
etiquette,
thank you,
mm-hmm.
for using the phone and stuff. So, but now people think it's everything is acceptable.
Right.
And they just do it, you know. And I think
manners have left the building.
Right, exactly.
I think that somebody needs to write a book on, like, manners in, like, this time frame.
Right. You should. You should be the one to do
that. I mean,
that.
I don't even know what the right thing to do is. I know what I think is the right thing. But
right.
I'm sure there's, like, studies out there, like, actual new rules that have been created.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
I know. They do studies on everything, man.
Because here's the thing, too. So, like, let's say you take a lunch, but your job is, like, very remote. So, like, you can do a lot of things by phone, by email on your phone, like... But you take a lunch with somebody.
Right.
So you're technically on call. So do you then announce that before you have lunch? Like, okay, sorry, I just have to keep my phone on the table because somebody from work might call me and they don't know I'm at lunch.
Right.
So, like, what are the rules, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Because we are such, like, a mobile, like, community this day, like, these times that, like, what do we do? Say,
that's true, yeah.
Sorry, I'm highly connected. This lunch will maybe have to wait
right.
5 seconds while I respond to an email or text.
Right. Yeah, no. I mean, if I'm expecting an important call or something, I will probably tell the person in advance, you know, somebody may call. I may have to just check it real quick
right.
if it's an emergency. Otherwise, I'm not taking it. You know, so
I try and do that too.
Yeah, that's the right etiquette, you know, because we are connected and sometimes it's not just a luxury to answer your phone.
Right. What about when you're driving someone, like not Uber, but like going somewhere with somebody intentionally that you've put in your car and then they're on the phone?
Yeah, that sucks too.
Drives me insane.
Yeah.
Because unless I am an Uber driver, you should be communicating with me.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not driving you around, and so you can communicate on the phone.
Right.
I'm not going to take a call while I'm driving you. That would be weird.
I think it's rude. I think it's unthoughtful to do that.
So do I.
Yeah. And the people that are closest to me do that, and I get really pissed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in the car with you now. We have time to talk. Why am I, like,
right.
having to sit here and listen to your conversation?
Unless it's like a conference call that you're getting out of the way before you get somewhere and, like, you're both aware of it. Like,
I'm
okay with things happening if somebody apologizes first.
Yeah.
If they're like, I really am sorry, I'm going to be rude for a second, or like, I just have to take this call so that I can actually go to the dinner with you. Or like,
okay.
I'm getting
okay.
it out of the way.
Yeah.
So this is the time I can do it so that when we get there, I'm fully focused on you.
Right.
That I'd be like, okay, cool. That's actually courteous, thoughtful, planning.
Right, exactly. And they're not saying I'm going to make the call. It's just in case the call comes in.
Or if they're telling you, I have this scheduled at this time on the drive, so that while when we get there, I don't have to pay attention to it.
Right.
Or something. Like, I just think being considerate is really nice.
Yeah. It does help. It helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I mean, etiquette is something that I think constantly changing as the world changes.
Yeah.
We were talking about pizzas, and they did a sort of like a survey to find out what the best pizza is. And they found one in Brooklyn called Giuliano's Pizza. And they're saying this is number one on the TripAdvisor's list of America's top 10 pizzerias.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They look at the quality and quantity of user reviews to come up with the rankings.
Okay. I love pizza. So if I go to New York, I would go there.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing is that I think, where did I read this? That they did a survey and 100% of the people asked liked pizza.
I mean, I don't know anybody that'd be like, no, not for me.
Right.
Trying to cut down on pizza.
Right. Exactly. Or maybe just, well, if they're on a diet or something.
Fine. But like, right. I'm always on a diet and I can tell you I love pizza.
Right. It seems like so universal. Everybody loves pizza.
It's bread, cheese, and sauce.
Yeah.
Maybe some meat on top.
Yeah, exactly.
Or veggies, which people eat anyway. You eat all of these products anyway.
Right.
So might as well eat them together.
Yeah. And it's just, yeah, I mean, the combination of melted cheese and the dough and the sauce, it just works. It really does.
So a conversation's come up with a couple friends lately about, like, what your last meal would be if you had one last meal on Earth.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it doesn't have to just be, like, one plate of food. It could be whatever you want.
Right.
What would you do?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'd have to think about that for a while. But I'd probably want... Yeah, I mean, I love meat, you know, so anything with meat would probably be good. What about you?
Well, it's a buffet.
Yeah.
So there's a pizza. There's a 4-pound lobster. There's stone crabs. There's grilled cheese. There's a lot of dessert, like brownies, melted cookies, an ice cream sandwich probably. Like French fries.
So those are all the things that you love, but you don't eat a lot of them.
Right. So I would have all of them.
Right.
In my last meal, because I'm going to die anyway, or I'm going to disappear. Whatever happens to me where this is my last meal.
Exactly.
I'm going to eat all the things.
Even if you burst at the seams.
Right. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about the world's worst stomachache.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
It's my last meal.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, you know. I mean, and now I'm realizing, okay, so you said you can have a few things.
Yeah,
few
you can have anything. Okay. It's not just one plate.
Right.
Literally, you can have anything you want.
Yeah. Yeah, pizza would have to be there somewhere, I think, you know. And good steak, too. And, yeah, French fries, you know. Yeah.
You could have churros. You could have anything you want.
There you go. And they're saying, this is... sort of like not surprising. They're saying Chicago is America's best pizza city. And I think I kind of knew that in the back of my mind. I don't know why, but they always talk about Chicago pizza.
Right, like the deep dish.
Yeah, and stuff. So I'd love to go. Have you been to Chicago?
No, that's a place I would really like to go.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, it's a place that's sort of like not the first or second on your list. But it's a place that you feel you should go to.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Well, I've been to, like, all major cities, so right. I would like to go there. I mean, the thing is, it's hard when you want to, like, go back to places you know you already like. So, like, if you have one trip, you might go to New York a couple times, or you might go to somewhere you just know you like.
Right.
So you don't necessarily try new places.
That's true, yeah. But Chicago's what, considered the third largest city in the country?
I don't know.
I think so. I really do. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know if based on population or whatever. That's something to check out. So they're saying, okay, so this place is in Florida, Pizza Time of St. Augustine. So it's all like, it seems like small places, you know, not... I mean, obviously, you're not going to have, like, those Domino's and stuff, you know. Those are just garbage. But
I still eat that. I don't care.
No, I know. But if you have a choice, I mean, because we have, like, Italian restaurants, like neighborhood restaurants, and I'd rather have pizza from there any day over, like, you know, Domino's.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
But sometimes the easiness of getting a Domino's right. delivered is so great.
Right.
And it's cheap, and they always have deals.
Yeah. Can't argue with that, man.
No.
Yeah.
I've actually never tried Roscoe's chicken and waffles. I'm trying that on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is an acquired taste. I mean, I never realized... I never understood how they go together, so I went there.
Yeah.
And at Roscoe, you eat chicken and waffles all on one plate at the same time. So it's like salty sweet.
Yeah. So did you like it or no?
You know, I didn't think it was a big deal, actually. It was different, but I thought I left coming away from there thinking, is that all there is to it? You know, is that why they make a big deal? But then again, that's just my opinion. I mean, right. obviously, it must be great if so many people will stand in line and go there and it's become so famous, you know? It's like, you know, it's going to be included in a list, which I recently saw about places to go in L.A., places to eat in L.A. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that was one of the places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try it Friday, so I'll let you know what I think on Monday.
Okay, cool. And you know what I'm going to try and do this weekend is go horseback riding. Did I tell you I got
that? Yes,
I did tell you. So I'm really hoping this weekend because I've got a little less pressure from my mom now with her health and everything. Although it's like I'm afraid to ask her anymore how you doing because every time I do it's like, oh, this hurts and that hurts and this and that. And it's like, oh, my God, man. Just save it for yourself, you know. So
maybe she needs a hot beer or something.
She does, Jen. She needs to have a life. But she keeps finding excuses, man. And yeah, she's sick. She's got this. She's got that. But come on, man. I mean, you know, you gotta pull through. And you can't give up on your life. She's like 70-something, you
know? That's still young.
Yeah. 75 or something.
75 is the new 65.
Yeah, you know, but she doesn't feel that way. Well, she doesn't really.
Well, has she seen Jane Fonda? Jane Fonda's like 70 and kicking and stretching.
That's different. But I think it also shows you should take care of yourself during your life, during your early years as well. Yeah.
But it's also like a mental thing. Like you're as old as you feel.
Right. No, I believe that. I really believe that. But I do want to do that. So I hope not to be talking about that too much and actually doing it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where is it that you need to go to do that?
I think it's up here in Sylmar or something out here in the valley.
Cool.
Yeah, this place is like where they have a lot of stables and stuff. So,
meanwhile, speaking of horses, I really want to go to the horse race that our guest came on and talked about.
Right, I was thinking about that the other day, too.
I was telling girlfriends about it. I'm like, let's get a whole crew and go do it.
Right. Well, contact him. You know, his name was Billy Koch. And yeah, he's got the show. If you want, I'll put you together.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, if you went with your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And he did say there's a lot of cool guys there too.
Yeah.
So
I think it just sounds like a fun experience. Plus, you wear like the big hats, and it's cool.
Do you have a big hat?
Of course I do. I have two. Fun?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's cute.
Here's the thing. This is what I've decided.
Yeah.
I'm going to just start organizing group events for my friends, and they can come or they don't have to come. But I'm going to do the things I want to do. You're in or you're out.
Good for you. So you're not going to wait for them to do it.
No, anything. Because if you do that, then everyone's got something scheduled. And like I might just send them like the calendar of what I've created and say, you can sign in or you don't have to. Like, because if it's up to me, obviously, I'll organize everything.
Right.
If you allow me to, I'll just plan for days because that's what I like to do.
Exactly. So, I think once it's in place, people will come.
Right.
Know?
And
if
that's
why. They don't have to do anything.
Exactly. You know? They just have to show up. I think that's where a lot of our plans that we talk about doing fall through the cracks is because either people don't know how to plan it, they don't want to plan it because they feel like it might be difficult to plan, they think other people won't come. Like, that's usually a lot of the things that happen. So if it's planned, you'll just go.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't mind planning. I mean, you like that.
It's easy. It's already done. It's in my head. Yeah. It's there.
Yeah. Cool.
So much fun is meant to be had.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So Well, we're going to have to bring in Lauren. You said she's out of town.
She's back.
We're going to have to bring her in maybe next week so you guys can promote your upcoming show
exactly.
and everything.
And we do still need to lock in a date and time.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you, Beth.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And so all of you, I mean, I for one am excited for this new show because it's relevant, it's fresh, it's young, it's funny, and you guys will definitely enjoy it. I know I will.
Thanks. Thanks, Sam. Your support means
sure.
a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will have a video coming out tomorrow, too, our episode for the week. So we'll talk more about our radio show in that episode.
Cool.
Yeah.
Two Drunk Girls, everybody. Check it out. YouTube, website, Twitter,
the whole
Instagram.
Thing. I'll promote it again
everywhere.
Tomorrow.
Right. Cool. They're saying gas might plunge to under $2 a gallon by December.
That would be really great because right now it's a little high.
Yeah, it's over $4 now in LA. And yeah, that would be nice, except this stuff always represents like bad economy or something, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if you've been following this, but China's stock market has been dropping like crazy.
I saw.
Yeah. And it's really scaring off a lot of investors all over the world. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's the first major crisis I've seen in the Japanese financial market. And although I'm usually not into that, but when you have drops like that, it's pretty bad. So we'll see how they're going to pull through. And, you know, China is like a mystery to me because, I mean, they're still like a very totalitarian state, and yet they've managed to create an industry and a lot of democratic aspect to their country, but they're still political prisoners and things like that. You know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of things you can do. So that's that. All right, folks. Well, that's it. Oh, by the way, Windows 10 is coming out today, for those who care. what do you have? You use a Mac?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't care about Windows.
No.
I do, because I've followed this, and I'm a geek. And I've been with Windows since it came out in 1987 or something. Something like that. A long time ago. And I followed Windows since then, and it's fun. I've just always been a geek. I missed the early days of computers, but, you know, what the hell. All right, folks. Well, thank you all for listening. We have a studio guest tomorrow, I believe. I was trying to get my brother to come in, the one from China, but I think they're leaving Friday, and we may not have a chance to actually talk to them. So
That's
too bad. I was hoping we could talk to him and his wife a little bit about China and find out what's going on there. But at any rate, folks, thank you all for listening. Stay tuned for other shows. We have State of the Oceans coming up next. If you're into activism and whales and dolphins and all that stuff, you'll like that. On Channel 2, we have Peace Fund with Eaton and Adrian, which you will enjoy greatly. Remember, we had him on the show, right?
Yep.
Adrian Paul. So that's just some of the stuff you can listen to later. And, of course, as always, we thank you, listeners, for checking us out. Jen, thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you,
on the
Sam.
Campaign. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.